What's up? It's your man Kylie, Fresh State. And you know what it is? It's the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Back then, that era, the 90s, the end of the 90s was the last 90, like to 95 or whatever, was that last era of, okay, like I said, we got an NWA song, we got a Public Enemy song, and all of them got different messages. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got somebody who's making a song about rocking the party. We got somebody else that's on some politics. We got some other dude that's saying be a father to your child. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything had a different message, and you can actually play all of them, and everybody would jam to them.
And we had a variety, diversity.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And of course, it's E. Green. What's up?
Damn.
What's
that? What was that? What was that, Budweiser?
Is that Budweiser? No, I'm just drinking a Bud. That shit changed culture, B.
Yeah, it did.
Niggas been saying that shit for, I don't know, for any damn thing. What's that?
No doubt. So anyway, I'm going to let the listeners know we are really flying without a net this evening because I really have no topics or maybe one or two, but that's about it. So we are...
He pulling his skirt up early.
Yeah, I am, man. I'm just
we are the Flying Digest Brothers.
You know it.
On a high rise.
Well, you know how it is,
walking,
man.
Usually, tightrope.
Yeah, usually, you know what I'm saying? I got a page and we could flow, this, that, and the third and shit. I ain't got it this week, yo. Shit was too crazy.
It's all good. I got some things just to throw out there. You know, it might not be porterhouse, but I got a few little morsels I could throw out there and see what happens.
Okay, no doubt. Well, let's get into, as of recording time, breaking news. Rest in peace to Jimmy Spicer, his government name, James Bromley Spicer. To all the dinosaurs out there, you know, we are heavy-hearted because Jimmy Spicer is one of those guys. Well, I talk about the Hall of Fame, right? And guys who probably are not going to get, like, the bust, but they're going to be in the Hall of Fame. And Jimmy Spicer is one of those guys where his importance and what he done over his three popular records cannot be understated. And if you're walking in the Hall of 12 inches, Jimmy Spicer will have at least three 12 inches along with his huge contribution to hip hop, being first in 1980, Daz Records, The Adventures of Super Rhyme. The 14-minute extravaganza.
And 14 seconds.
Get it all.
Niggas used to talk about breath control. Okay? Yeah, word. 14 minutes, you get your best nigga up. Okay? After all them blunts and shit, he's finished after about 3 minutes. Okay.
After them pills, he's sleep.
Yeah, it used to be blunts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, wow. Look at me. I'm
dinosaur now.
Yeah, I'm showing my age like a motherfucker talking about blunts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, drink, you know what I'm saying? Pills and over-the-counter cough medicine and shit.
Yeah.
So, no doubt. The second one being my personal favorite, 1982 on Mercury Records, The Bubble Bunch, okay? So, The Bubble Bunch, Orange Crush on the music, you know, produced Larry Smith, the whole shit. I mean, Russell, that's back when Russell Simmons was producing records, okay?
Yeah, he was under Russell management.
Yes, he was. Spicer. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And, obviously, the most well-known of his hit records, okay, in 1983 on Spring Records, Money, Dollar Bill, y'all. And we talked about that on a few shows. Shout to Mano, who did his thing on it. And, of course, that is huge. In the dawn of hip-hop, when every single solitary 12-inch may have meant the continuation of the culture or the death of the culture, Jimmy Spicer brings you three solid offerings. Okay? And there's two lesser-known 12-inches that... one, his boy Russell actually did hook him up. This Is It, Beat the Clock, 1985 Def Jam Recordings. It did not do anything, but you hear the distinctive Rick Rubin, I Need a Beat production. It's undeniable. You hear that. And then, of course, on his own label, Money Can't Buy You Love, on Spicer Rhymes Records in 2010. Like Kirk G said, Mr. Spicer was managed by Russell Simmons and Russ Management for a time. Unfortunately, in 2018, he was diagnosed with advanced brain and lung cancer, and he lost that battle today as of recording time. We salute you, Mr. Jimmy Spicer. Huge for us, because we was all Young Bucks when them records came out. But
no doubt.
Overall, huge for the culture, because each one of those records meant a continuation of the culture.
And it's kind of also, it's especially sad for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know the brother, like, know him like I know my brothers here. But I had just recently, within the last few years, built a rapport with him. And trying to get him on here, but he had fallen sick, and we just never could get a real good time and like that. But he was very, very open, and it was just, you know, cool dude from what I was communicating with. Dope. It's just sad that they won't let. I'm not gonna be conspiracy brother, but they need to go ahead and stop playing with this cancer shit, yo.
Hey man, you know what can we say about that? You know what I'm saying.
Look in the copyright office or all that shit, patent office. You'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway.
All right, conspiracy brother number one. So what I want to do is relieve Kurt G of a burden here. So,
oh,
of course,
shit.
On the learning of the passing of Jimmy Spicer, I'm like, play Bubble Bunch. Kurt G's like, I don't know. I'm looking for some underground shit. Looking for some shit nobody knows about and shit. Like, nah, nigga, you gotta play, in my opinion, but Bubble Bunch is my favorite. So, I'm saying we should vote on what we gonna play at the end of the show. I thought Super Rhymes was, I mean, 14 minutes, yo, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, Cats, I wanted to play Super Rhymes, but I was like, 14 minutes is so long.
It is.
I was like, gee, I'm going to have to fade him out, and then I don't want to fade him. But I just want to let the whole thing play.
But see, the problem, what I'm telling you, out of the three records, it's going to be Super Rhymes and Dollar Bill. Nobody's going to be checking the Bubble Bunch.
Bubble Bunch is dope, yo.
It is. So I'm just saying, quickly, let's get a vote on that. What should we play at the end of the show? Swerve, you vote
I'm
for?
Bubble Bunch, because we can't play 14 minutes and 14 minutes, 14 seconds. Other than that, let's go Bubble Bunch.
I'm going Bubble Bunch.
Well, it don't matter what I say. I'm outvoted anyway, so guess what?
Go first.
The Bubble Bunch. Rocking.
You know why, though? You know why?
What?
Because back in 1983, them fucking Casio little keyboards was coming out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga.
New York High, niggas was hitting that Bubble Bunch on the Casio keyboard at school.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, yo. The continuation of the culture, the records themselves. I know in today's landscape, a single solitary record means nothing. Okay, but in 83, there was the difference between the continuation of the culture and not. Casio, who didn't even know who the fuck Jimmy Spicer was, didn't realize that kids from the hoods all over was buying them Casio keyboards to mimic the introduction to Bubble Bunch. Yep. Nigga, yep. What?
You know you some old dinosaur ass niggas when you say Casio keyboard.
And them little ones.
The little motherfucker too. The Radio Shack Jones.
Nigga, what? Pterodactyl eggs, nigga.
Over there off of that Fred Flintstone leaving work.
It's just funny as fuck. Whenever wifey catches me in the room, she walks in the room, I'm in there. She says, oh, you in here on your Casio keyboard, huh?
Oh, shit.
See?
That's just funny as hell.
So that's what's good, yo. All right, yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the new gang star, and I can't believe I'm saying it, the new gang star. Okay, the new single, J. Cole, Loyalty, is out. And what do we think about that? I listened to it several times last night, and I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to marinate. I wanted the fervor to be over with a little bit and then, you know, marinate in there. Number one, what do we think about J. Cole? And there's a bit of a controversy in the fact that J. Cole's on it, but people had got the record and had already cut the record up and got rid of J. Cole. There's versions floating around of that record with J. Cole off the record.
Wow.
So that's
wow. Okay. I might as well just jump in then. As I said and continue to say everywhere and anywhere, I really want to be a J. Cole fan because I see the potential. Now, not only have I seen the potential
you on have that potential. Record,
I heard the potential.
Okay. Real quick, let me interrupt you. Sorry. Family and loyalty. That's the full correct title. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
All good. Yeah. So it was just a whole, I think there was a word King Killer used to use, amalgamation of feelings going on. I'm like, yo, hearing Guru, yo, hearing that ill track from Primo, and then J. Cole. Full respect on the joint. I was sitting right here on this little footrest or whatever you want to call it, almost in tears, yo.
Well, I got to tell you, because when Primo did the remix of 1985, it was because he sounds so natural on the Primo remix. It was natural and not a surprise that he would pick J. Cole. And like you said, I don't know why niggas was doing that delete J. Cole shit, because he was representing 100,000% on the record. And two, Preem was on the radio and they asked him point blank, you know, and he considered Drake, which would have had B-boy niggas. I don't know, B, I'd have been ready to commit suicide if that shit would have happened.
Hot,
yeah, I'd have been mad. Or Kendrick. Oof. But none of those, and real talk, those two guys, they not the way J. Cole does it. Nope. Those two guys, and I'm not saying nothing negative on them, even a Canadian today, or at least right now, anyway.
Fuck that nigga. Fuck him.
But the point is,
Kendrick.
No.
But that other kid.
No, right, right.
I need to be no the fuck where near.
Right.
And that shit.
Preem considered them, but there's no way Preem made the right choice, the right call. And let me say it again, 100,000% he did the damn thing and should be. It probably won't be, but should be a lesson to every last one of them niggas out there who claim to respect Cole, who claim to follow Cole, Dreamville this, Dreamville that, nigga, look at your boss. Look at your boss, okay? Emulate your boss. So, Kurt, you quiet over there. Shit, nigga, you a Primo guy.
And Primo is my number one producer all time. He is my number one producer. Him and Pete Rock, Dr. Dre. But, man, I don't know how to feel about this, B.
Oh,
I really don't know how to feel about this. I was such a Gangsta fan. Such a Gangsta fan. I mean, really love Gangsta music. Because Primo and Guru's voice on Primo beats, just, it was a marriage in heaven.
No doubt. I agree.
And you just could not beat that. You can hear that off of this track. Just hearing Guru's voice over that track, over Primo beats, is like, oh my goodness, this is what you're talking about. This is hip hop, my nigga. But with Guru no longer being around and not actually being a part of this project in the physical, I don't know how to feel about that, B. I don't know how to feel about this being called a Gangsta project. Being that he's not around, B. But that's my only emotion that I got about it. Other than that, it's dope. It's fucking hot as shit. This is you know Primo on the beats. He's not going to disrespect it like they disrespected Biggie on that second album. That album after he died,
yes,
they put
or
out
Tupac.
Or disrespect, the
way they were just putting out shit and voice all off beat from the music. They ain't trying to sync shit. It's just fucked up. They're just putting out trying to get a quick profit. This is some shit that Primo is going to take his time and make sure it's done right. And you know it's going to be sound good. But my only thing is that I don't know how to feel about it, B. On that, only on that point that I made.
Well, I tell you, one thing about it is that there's some realities here. He got Guru on unreleased tracks, and like you said, he's going to do a good job on that. The reality is that your boy Solar is involved and is going to be receiving some profits.
Well, of course you knew that because he's windled his way into being part of this deal.
Right.
Because he was Guru's man before he passed.
Right. And they had a business relationship and Guru had signed things over to him. So your man Solar is involved in that. But I think people are generally going to take the higher road.
On this project, yes. At this point in time, it's been so long since his passing that niggas have pretty much... I don't know if they're forgiven Solar, but so much they to the point where they can take this nigga now. They can be around this nigga without wanting to choke him for what happened with the relationship of Gangstar.
So all that being said, but back to your man J. Cole though, how do you feel about that? I mean,
come on, B. Cole did his thing on this, so I'm not upset about Cole being on there, but I do understand why niggas would take him off. Because all they want to hear is Guru and Preem. Okay. They don't really want to hear this nigga. And if you a dinosaur nigga, I mean, if you a real staunch dinosaur nigga, you don't even want to hear none of these new niggas on this shit. You're like, man, fuck that. If he ain't putting Coogee Rap on there, fuck this. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear niggas that's really supposed to be about this hip hop shit. He just put out that Dreamville project. Ain't no hip hop on that shit.
But
we not talking about that though.
Right. So,
but I'm just saying how niggas feeling about it. Like, yo, this nigga, he represent that new shit. I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, no doubt. But let me ask you a question, and we'll get out of this topic. For his generation, is it a net positive or neutral or a negative for J. Cole to be on Gangstar album, and then the announcement that he's no longer doing any features? This Gangstar will be the last. How's is his generation? Is this a negative, positive, or neutral?
To me, he don't really do that many features any damn way.
I don't know. He does a lot.
I mean, he don't really do a lot of features like that on his album when he puts his album out.
Oh no! He's on other people's shit.
Oh, you talking about that kind of
feature? Yeah, that type of feature.
I'll put him on his album.
No, on other people's
shit. Oh, okay. Well, all right for that. But I'm saying on this thing here, I'm saying it's neutral because his fans don't even listen to the fucking hip hop that type of shit anyway, so they won't even know this damn song exists.
That's real.
For the most part, they're gonna be like, what? He's on a Gangstar project. What is that? Who is Gangstar?
But what's fucked up is, to me, it's like a L. Because if you got people out here taking his verse off, that's... I can't even fathom that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I didn't hear it. I heard it. And it's not whack at all. Not even close.
Yeah, it's not. It's
hip-hop.
It is not whack at all. You are correct. It's not whack at all. But like I said, some dinosaur niggas just... Real staunch dinosaur niggas is not fucking with none of these new niggas on no matter what. If you know, if you throwing us a bone about getting on a Primo joint, it's like, fuck that new nigga. You know?
Right. Well, as far as his generation, I'm going to say a slight negative because his last thing isn't a Drake or a Young Thug. It's Gangstar. And you talking about hating... You talk about dinosaur niggas editing Cole out and hating. Well, that hate goes, but like I said, that's a two-way street, nigga. Them young niggas don't want to hear no boom bap, no Gangstar. They wish that their man, who right, they bumping that Dreamville like a motherfucker, saying, damn, why would he do that? Why would he get on that shit? You know what I mean? And so, and the thing about Cole, again, they always put him in this crux, in this position of, is he the one that's going to bridge the gap and shit, you know what I mean? If Primo can take J. Cole, you know, then other old heads should be able to take J. Cole, even though that Dreamville project ain't nothing but fucking, is nothing but, to me, another fucking trap extravaganza. You know what I mean? It's plenty of that shit out.
I tried to listen to that, but it didn't work. No.
Yeah, as I said, nigga, you off that pterodactyl, nigga.
It's hard. That's all right. Jurassic Park?
Cro-Magnon man, nigga.
Oh, dang. But we gotta go back.
But you know the fucked up part about it is that depends on how Cole takes it, as far as niggas taking his voice off of shit. Because if he takes it and he takes it in a negative way, it's like, well, damn, I try to give y'all niggas, you know, I'm trying to give y'all niggas something, saying, yo, I'm trying to reach out to the old heads and show y'all niggas that I got love for y'all, and y'all niggas gonna do this to me? Well, fuck it then.
I hope not. I hope somebody shows him what I said, yo, because that shit was amazing.
No doubt.
I'd listen to an album full of that.
Oh, of course. No doubt. And next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, I'm going to get in and out of this because there's really no two things left over 6ix9ine topics. The one with fucking, see, this is why niggas is just doing a fucking double take on Snoop, okay? Snoop talking trying to compare this 6ix9ine shit to Martha Stewart not snitching. Word is born. Somebody put on Doggy Style and shit. Murder was the case. I'm all in and shit. I get it, but come on, B. This motherfucker is so fucking out of touch. It just doesn't make any sense with this shit.
Gone. Nigga, anytime you want to even bring Martha Stewart into a conversation.
Well, that's his girl.
She was in camp, nigga. She wasn't in jail.
That's his girl. So I get where he's coming from with that. That's his girl. But like you said, they don't even compare. They don't compare on any type of level. Nobody was throwing those type of fucking dinosaur numbers at her ass. Nobody was looking at her and saying, nigga, you facing 50 years in prison if you don't snitch on this, that, and the third.
Look, Martha Stewart went to a federal country fucking club anyway. She was in that bitch baking biscuits. So it don't even fucking matter. Ain't no real jail and shit. And like you said, I know they friends.
She didn't have no threats.
Right.
On her life and no shit like that.
Yeah, so, but I don't know.
I mean, she may have, but not like that.
But Snoop, I just be like, niggas, just stop, nigga. Just quit.
But he don't like this nigga for what he did. And okay, I get what you're saying, Snoop, and I understand, because he's been getting at this nigga from the beginning, since he first went in. So I get it, Snoop. But when you start making comparisons, make the right type of comparison.
Yes.
That there to Martha Stewart, there ain't no type of comparison there.
Yes.
Okay, is Snoop an OG?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe Snoop should have made an OG call. You know, these things happen in the, I almost said the NFL. These things happen in hip hop or rap, right? Mm. Niggas make OG calls. So if you had a problem, you should have called that dude. You know what I'm saying? That's just, I know it's a small topic and you want to get out, but
yeah,
when
I
saw that, yo, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so, no doubt. I
will keep your girl around me, true player for real.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a little bit more dinosaur talk and shit. This Pete Rock and Ska Zoo shit is a real, real, real ridiculous album. Shit, I was floored. Number one, by Pete Rock's production. If I had any criticism on the album, it would be that they needed to vary the hook game a little bit. Ska Zoo hooks, you know, should have got somebody else to do the hooks or somebody come in and cut the hooks, but that's just me being real critical. By the time they hit the second half of the album, my nigga, whew. But it's one thing about the album, and that here, let me pull this Twitter shit up here. You know me, I'm all fucked up in the game. Look at this shit, phone fucked up. Here we go. He said, a love letter and a wake-up call to the city. That's the point I want to talk about. You make an album, and then you make a statement, a wake-up call to the city. When is New York going to get all the way out of the butt of Atlanta? And will that happen, or can it even happen? Or is New York just forever going to be a follower from here on out?
So let me get some clarity here.
Okay.
This is not directed towards Sky Zoo for that, or whoever, for that tweet. This is the second part of what you were saying. Is this New York going to wake up? Or is the tweet an issue?
Well, first of all, Sky Zoo is responsible for a love letter and a wake-up call to the city. That's what they're responsible for.
Is that okay?
No, it is, but I'm asking, as good as the record is, okay?
Yeah.
It's We Some Hip Hop Niggas, as good as Retropolitan is, okay?
Yeah.
You got Pete Rock, you got Sky Zoo, that's New York, you know, all day. Money earning Mount Vernon, all day. You know what I mean? That's. But is the city gonna wake up? It's damn. You know what? This is our heritage. You know, trap belongs to another city. Let them niggas live on their shit. Okay, we gonna do what we do best here.
Let me tell you why.
Uh-oh.
What you asking for ain't gonna happen.
My man, that's what I wanna know.
Unless that real rap, not the trap, start making dollars. Niggas is plugged in to that trap shit, B.
No doubt.
Where you from?
No doubt.
So I don't foresee any, you know, besides, of course, the dudes from Buffalo and all that, but you talking New York City.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see that. You know, again, remember when I was like, fucking French Montana's from New York?
Yeah,
remember what
I
was saying? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
So yeah, B, we that deep in the game. We don't even hear about that nigga no more. What do you call him? Kurt Macaroni and Cheese or whatever the fuck?
Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese nigga. We don't even really hear about him anymore. But that back then is as far ingrained as this shit is in New York City, B.
Right.
And there's dollars in them there hills.
Yes,
so
sir.
So until somebody comes out like Rakim and just fucking changes the paradigm, it's a wrap for that shit, B. New York is done.
So, let me get, since we flying by the seat of our pants and we established pregame that anything goes. Well, let me go ahead and bring in the controversy.
Uh-oh.
Was New York ever a leader?
Yeah.
I want to know if New York was really ever a leader, or were they actually only following what they were doing from the beginning? Since they started this, they were following what was happening in their city. And what was happening in their city was hip-hop music, and they kept doing it because that was popular. And it started eventually making money, so they kept doing that style of music that was making money and it was popular in their city. But as soon as it got popular in the West Coast, and the West Coast type of music started getting popular and started making money, niggas in New York started doing G-funk type of music to try to emulate that music and trying to be that. Trying to make some money off of that style. And as soon as it went to the South and the niggas down there started making their music and started that shit started getting popular, started making money, that's what they did. They emulated that shit and started following that and copying that and trying to make money off of that shit. So were they ever actually leading, or were they just following whatever was popular and whatever the culture was at the time?
So, I hate to do it to you, B. I hate to do it to you. The way you explained it, I get it, but it's non-secular. Okay, and I'm saying that because what you're trying to do is say that the way other people view hip hop. So this is a key thing here. They did G-Funk because you're right, G-Funk was making money. So New York has always been fickle in that way. Very trendy, very hustle oriented, whatever makes money. New York has always been in that way. But this is the key thing. Hip hop, okay? We're talking about the cradle of hip hop. We're talking about from Kool Herc up. We're talking about Bambaataa, Flash, Flowers, all of that, all the way through Kumo D, you know, the modern day MCs. When the West Coast wanted youth look to that music and heard that music, they wanted to do that music. That on in itself makes that the leader.
Where did Ice Cube go?
Well, he went to New York. We know that.
Oh.
But what I'm saying. So it isn't like LA on its own said, oh shit, out of nowhere, we're thinking about this new type of shit. The entire pinnings and underpinnings of the culture was invented in New York. No matter where you came from in this country, and all the first generation people from every city, even Atlanta, pointed to New York as everything that they wanted to be. Now, they may not have wanted to be like New York, but they pointed to New York. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not saying that New York ain't on a lot of levels full of shit, okay?
And, okay, since you semi-answered my question somewhat, so getting to the New York being on some bullshit.
Yes, there's really only one city out there who really, to me, can really call New York on some shit, okay? And to be honest with you, they get zero play in history, and that's Philadelphia, okay?
Yeah.
Because Cool C said it, you got your start right in Philly on pop art. That's Molly Mall, that's Salt and Pepper, that's Shantae, that's Craig G. Don't tell me nothing about all them niggas couldn't even get a deal in New York. So Philly, who never gets talked about in the pantheon of hip-hop history, really was the next borough almost in the early days.
Yeah,
the rest of these guys, I'm not player hating on them. They went on to build their own rightful Hall of Fame style careers and legacies from Los Angeles to Oakland. They did it their way, okay? Just the same way the guys from Houston to Atlanta, they did it their way. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Shout to Miami, Miami Bass, who gets no respect when it comes to Southern history lessons. I don't want to forget that. So the point ultimately, back to the Sky Zoo shit, is a wake-up call to the city.
But I had one more point before you got there.
I'm sorry.
Because
go ahead.
I wanted to call New York on this shit.
Okay, no doubt.
Since we were going there and I wanted to stay in the controversial mode, as playing devil's advocate. So calling New York on their shit. Now, all these places that you say pointed to New York, they wanted to be like New York. From the South to the West.
No doubt.
No matter where it was from, they wanted to be like New York because that's where the shit started and they wanted to emulate them.
Of course.
But the niggas, when they did do it, whether you be from the South, the West, fucking Houston, wherever you be from, no matter where you at, when they did do it New York style and did try to impress New York niggas, what happened to them niggas? They got shitted on. They got booed. They got everything. They got like, nigga, you don't fuck, get the fuck out of here with that whack ass shit, nigga. You don't fuck that shit. That ain't hip hop. That's some bullshit. So New York was shitting on niggas that wasn't from New York and were not doing it to their level of respect that they thought was New York style shit. So they had to go and create their own shit. They had to go and create their own sound and create their own style. They like, well, damn, I can't do it like them niggas because them niggas, fuck them niggas. Y'all niggas don't even like us. We thought you was cool.
Can I answer a question? Can I answer a question?
Yeah.
Public Enemy did get booed off the stage of Latin Quarters, didn't he?
Yes, sir, B.
Oh, did LL Cool J at Malcolm X Day in Harlem get booed?
Yes, sir.
Cleared them out,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Just cleared the fuck out, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so booing...
Well, he showed up with all that jewelry.
And everybody in the crowd was rocking.
Had black medallions on, baby.
Right. Had black medallions on. So, but I'm just saying, so again.
No. See, booing aside, I'm just saying just the attitude of niggas. The attitude of just like, fuck anything that ain't New York. So niggas felt like, okay, well, fuck y'all. We're going to do our own thing. But I'm just saying that's the reason why they had to go and create their own legacy because we can't be like you niggas. We can't point towards you and think that you are the
superstar.
So let
me ask you a question. When Fat Joe was talking about getting booed off the stage at the L.A. Cyphers.
Right.
Okay. Are they booing Fat Joe off the stage because he's whack? Or is they booing him off the stage because he's from New York? Or are they booing him off the stage because what Fat Joe was doing was not what them niggas in that particular Los Angeles cypher was doing?
They booed him because he wasn't what they was feeling. They wasn't feeling that nigga.
Okay, so, you know, all these other coasts, and it bothers me with this,
But see, you're getting caught up on me saying booby.
No,
I'm not talking about booing. I'm talking about the attitude, period.
B, the attitude goes along with the booing. All these cats, all these other cities who want to point to this critical New York diss, you know, is to me, it's so fucking disingenuous.
But I'm
Fat Joe admitted he got booed off the stage in L.A. Now, they booed him for one of the three reasons. Because he was strictly from New York? Or was he whack that night? Or it's because he was not lyrically keeping up with Freestyle Fellowship and all them niggas was doing at the Cyphers?
But, B, you're losing my point.
Okay.
You're losing my point because you're getting caught in your own head right now. You're getting caught up in the fact that you're getting caught up in all that booing and all that how niggas feel about shit.
I'm not. Okay, you have to clear it up because I'm not clear where you're going.
What I'm saying is the attitude is what made you said that everybody pointed to New York and said they wanted to be like New York. And I'm telling you the reason why they ended up not wanting to be like New York and wanting to create their own thing, which you said they had to create their own thing and be successful. I'm saying the reason why everything don't sound like boom bap and could have sounded like boom bap if niggas would have accepted them niggas when they first came in and doing their thing, everything probably would have sounded like boom bap all over the country. Like everything sounds like trap now. It would have sounded like that if niggas in New York would have accepted that shit when it came out as, okay, they doing boom bap. Okay, I'm fucking with it. Okay, South niggas doing boom bap. Okay, I'm fucking with it. Anybody that wasn't doing boom bap in their style got fucked booed like shit that they wasn't feeling and got fucked over and they were like, fuck you, nigga. So I'm saying that's the reason why the whole country at that point in time could not sound exactly like New York and be like New York because New York wasn't accepting these niggas.
Yeah, but you're talking about the essential New York City, the way it was built from the ground up. When New York had gangs, New York didn't have organized gangs. It wasn't Harlem against Brooklyn gangs. Them niggas had a gang on every fucking block. You know what I'm saying? And Harlem hustler niggas couldn't stand niggas from the Bronx. And forget about Queensbridge. So you're talking about something that New York was essentially from the ground up. And I'm just trying to understand these guys from other parts of the country. It is good that they did their own thing. And the thing that they took away from New York and hip-hop culture that made it excellent is, again, excellence in production, excellence in MCing. You could come from a West Coast point of view, like I said, and from the West Coast point of view, Dr. Dre and them niggas knew all about, you know, recording techniques and high-end recording studios and you know, P-Funk on another level and Uncle Jam's Army. Their whole perspective was different, so their music should have been different. Their music should have been different. I'm just saying, to me, when you say I was getting caught up in the word boo, I'm just saying, but yes, boo and the arrogant attitude is uniquely New York.
It is.
It's uniquely New York.
That's my point. That is them, but other niggas didn't know how to take that because they're from where they're from. And maybe being from the South, everybody is on a speak to everybody on and being nice to everybody, and New York on a fuck you attitude off the break. Fuck you if I don't know you. Only if I get to know you, I'll like you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't like you off the top just because I see you and be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? It's fuck you until I get to know you. Now I like you. Okay, you cool with me. That's the attitude. So it's opposite from what the South is. So they took it real personal. Like, nigga, fuck you. I'm coming at you with my hand out and you looking at me like, I ain't touching you, nigga. I don't know you.
So can I try to wind it all the way back to the letter as a warning shot? The point I'm saying is that for a city that has the history that it has, and yes, I know Lil Tecca, and I'm bringing his name up because that little nigga is very popular amongst the youth of his city and probably across the country, I'm sure by now, and the South included. So, you know, New York at this point is, and for probably the last 10, 15 years, conservatively, is not and has not been the leader They haven't been.
And
oh, that's an easy.
that's an easy. I mean, that's too easy. You can see that. That's facts. As they say, super facts. that's in your face, my nigga. And that you can't even deny that. That's easy to see.
So it just seems to me, and we talk about this a couple times over the past shows, this lock and key thing with early getting dissed. And it was, and to me, again, I think they should thank New York, because getting dissed was the flower to every other thing that happened. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. I don't mind the flower that bloomed in Houston. I don't mind the flower that bloomed in Miami or Los Angeles or Oakland. That's wonderful.
Atlanta, that's, for
it,
that reason.
You know what I'm saying? Well, no doubt.
Because you got all that outcast shit came out of there.
Of course I do. You know what I mean? So, B, I mean, I don't, you know, so.
I mean, to take it this way, to me, the only issue I really have, since I'm really getting off point, is with Atlanta at this point, is something to what you said last week, as far as the real MCs not getting any shine. That's an issue, because it's just all one type coming out of there, and it's all one type of music that you think that's what they all about. They don't have any other thing, anything else to shine on, and they're okay with that. That's where my problem comes in. Like, you're okay with this being the only style of music that people know you for, and think that that's all you do and all you can do, that you have any other type of flavor that comes out of here?
Nobody else is getting any type of play. No real MCs, you know, not since the Goody Mob Outkast era. Are you really getting any real MC play out of that city?
I mean, you're getting a lot of MC play, but you're getting, but you're not popular. They're not popular.
Right. Okay.
You're not,
yeah.
Not since Goody Mob and them, have you gotten any popular cats that been on a major scale level that niggas knew about across the country that you say, damn, that's Atlanta?
Right.
Right. And then, and, you know, I can hear people, oh, what about Jeezy and what about T.I.? Man, nigga, we're talking about, well, no, but we're talking about individuals. We're literally talking about, you know, 4 to 6 guys, okay? We're talking about individuals. And that's where other cities, you know, they're going to rattle off 15 in just one little area. You know, how many real, you know, Compton can be like, yo, nigga, this is what we putting up. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles in general. No, nigga, this is what we putting up. Houston. Yeah, okay, nigga, this is what we putting up. You know, Philly, this is what we putting up. Yo, Atlanta gonna put up about 6 guys? And then a lot of niggas gonna have a problem with Jeezy on that list as it is.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. I'm gonna be about probably the lone voice on here. Now, I'm not gonna disrespect Jeezy in that way.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, as MCing goes, you know, as Igri said last week, let me stretch the rubber band all the way out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nigga, the way these little young niggas from Atlanta rapping make Jeezy look like Kool G Rap.
Now you guys keep doing that to me.
But see, doing, okay. But look at, but check it out. During that era, think about it. During the Lil Wayne, Jeezy, T.I. era, during that era, at least, and neither one of you niggas can deny this, at least those niggas tried to rhyme in a respectable way.
Yes, they did. I'm not going to deny
that. They
tried
to rhyme and try on the floor. Maybe they didn't. You didn't like the beats they was rhyming over, but at least they rhymed in a hip-hop type of way. You could say, okay, these niggas got some flow.
Yes.
Especially Wayne, to me. Wayne at least tried to rhyme. His voice might have been annoying a little bit, but at least he tried to rhyme.
Because somebody was writing them shits.
But either way, at least he tried to rhyme in a metaphoric type of way and did. But he could have been like, fuck that shit. I'm on some mumble, sing-along shit. And I don't want to hear that. I'm not with that bullshit y'all writing for me. You know what I'm saying? So at least he could, he did try to do that. So I'm gonna give them respect on that level as far as those three.
And I can give them respect on that. Again, like I said, you know, those niggas, I won't stretch the rubber band out on a couple of individuals, but you know what I'm saying? When it comes to that, today's current offering of popular guys, you know what I'm saying? I'll listen to that Jeezy shit all day. You know what I mean? And that's just being 100, you know?
And you know what? Maybe that's the reason why that guy from the North is so popular. because he is the difference. He is the difference.
He's a fraud, my nigga.
Yeah, maybe so, but he is the difference. He is not the same as everything else. So he is a little different than the rest of these niggas. So they love him.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not even gonna get into a long argument. I'm gonna say it again, yo. He's a fraud.
Kurgy, do you love me? Fuck that nigga. Until you bring him up today, I'm saying fuck that nigga.
So,
well, no, not fuck him. Fuck his music.
Yeah, exactly.
Real. I ain't hating on him as a man. Good for him and everything he's doing.
Get your money, B. Enjoy it while you're popular, B. It don't last forever.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, real talk, I won't be mad and shit and actively could say, I hope this nigga breaks the fucking bank. Especially a major label ones and shit. I don't give a fuck, you know
what
I mean?
But the caveat with that shit is because of the situation we're in, because he makes all that money, it makes him great in people's eyes that have say-so.
Right, right, yeah. So,
well, he who writes history is the ruler of everybody. He rules all the minds and the hearts. The person that writes the history.
Mm, well. Yes.
And right now, they're writing history that says this man is the shit. And he owns all the hearts and minds of the young people and old dinosaurs like us. But we say don't mean shit.
You're
now.
Mr. Rich. Hey,
right. You know what I mean? What we say don't mean shit now. You know what I mean? But don't worry and shit. The echo from the past is just as good as the loud mouths from the present.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you cannot avoid it.
Right. When you're reading it in a book, you can't tell the difference from 20 years ago to now. Because it's on the same page.
Until tastes change.
Right, there you go.
That's what's up. So that's been a jive back and forth roundtable to Hip Hop Digest. I didn't think we was going to do anything, to be honest.
Well, I did. I slipped on that 6ix9ine dude because I there was a little bit of discussion about him taking the hideout shit for the rest of his life or not doing it. That's a crazy situation, ain't it? That part of it, just that part.
B, what you're seeing, I don't know a good metaphor for that, but the best way I can describe it is the last death throws of a star going supernova. That's his last bit of, I ain't taking no motherfucking deal, no motherfucking witness protection, right before he disappears. What the fuck else are you going to say from his camp? You got the entire record industry, every pseudo gangster and gangster a lot dissing this nigga. Okay? Dissing this nigga. There's nobody in the record industry that he's going to be able to go to and say, let's get it cracking again.
Here's what I got to ask you.
Nobody.
No. When he was in the app, when them toes were absolutely in the fire, didn't he put an album out?
Yeah,
how did that album do? Do you anybody remember how the album did?
I don't know. I thought the title was apropos because it was called Dumbo. I mean, I thought it was apropos. I don't know how it did. You know, this he was like a Bobby Shmurda on steroids, if you will, as far as just being a dumbass. You know, so what can I say? You know what I mean? This cat will go to witness protection. He will, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker will be standing right next to you and you won't know it. So,
I just, know.
Yeah, I think that this is his last gasp of trying to be controversial, playing that I'm not going to take the deal. I'm a super tough guy and shit. Man, that motherfucker, he gonna be living in Ivory City, Iowa and shit, working at a brokerage firm.
First, you got to get all that stuff off his grill.
Oh, he will.
Oh, he gonna have to get the top doctors to fix that grill.
So
yeah, he got to come out here to get that done.
Yes, sir. So yes, sir. So if anybody doesn't have anything, are we going to do Kurgy's World Famous?
I would like to say congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles for going up to Green Bay and winning that game. I would like to thank them for that. What's up, son? Oh. Yo, this kid in here now. This dude.
Oh, you got the whole family over there.
Oh, okay.
Dangerous. Oh, all right.
All right.
Yeah, Taylor's the only one that couldn't make it out. She's at this moment watching Penn State beat the shit out of Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And she's very disappointed, but I told her, sweetheart.
Maryland,
I know
Maryland,
you go there.
Maryland was doing pretty good. Maryland's doing pretty good this year.
We talked to Penn State.
Yeah, so Maryland's not built for that.
But, shout out. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say a shout out. Shout out to our brothers over at the Jukes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I see they got a little love from Ralphie Reese over there. So, shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, they doing that work, and it's showing.
Yeah, they putting in the work, and they doing it. So, we definitely want to give a shout out to them. And if I can find it,
Are you looking? You know we got 2 months, right?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready. I ain't even worried about that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and condolences to Scythe.
Yes.
Condolences to Scythe.
Yes.
His grandmother passing.
Yes, no doubt. Keep your head, son. No doubt. All right, let's do it. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got S, Social Media Volume 1, inspired by my timeline. That's S, Social Media Volume 1, inspired by my timeline. That's our man.
Niggas from the Digest was sporting a vinyl all early and shit.
You know it. And now I got doubles. One might be warped, but I got two.
And we got Tone Live and Decay, The Llama, Gas Station Sushi. That's Tone Live and Decay and The Llama, Gas Station Sushi. And then the instrumental joint is Beautiful Disco, Soothing Beats for Savage Snakes. That's Beautiful Disco, Soothing Beats for Savage Snakes.
Oh, shit.
Cookbook. We gonna get that before you.
That Beautiful Disco joint.
the snake shit.
Soothing Beats for Savage Snakes. That shit sounded crazy, but I listened to them joint. I'm like, oh, damn. All right.
That's what's up. So thanks for hanging in with the Digest, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully next week I'll be better prepared and shit. You know what I mean? So I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
Holla.
One.
Always money on the mind, man. That's the signs. Oh yeah, that's Kush. Oh yeah, that's Kush.
Chain. Hey yo, grapple in the gravel pit. Secular sound attracts savages. The seams in your gown is unraveling. Comedic thoughts is thicker thread in my special cloth. Author of the Book of Dead, this is different talk. Fine wine literature, land shark perimeter. My name on the walls of the ark. Peep the signature, sign and seal. Move bricks when it's time to build. Digital dialogue, data rewind the reels. Hard body omen, phonetics from the tabernacle Trojan. Militant monk, respect the slogan. Style ambassador, fly vernacular. Straight out of Africa, the leather medallion match the Acura. Interior design, superior when scribbling a rhyme. Not the ordinary nigga they define. I'm mind, body, and soul degree. Born legend, the legacy of G.O.D.
It's the life of every man. Where work is not enough. It's the life of every man. Where women from day to day. In the life of every man. Where work is not enough. In the life of every man. Where women from day to day.
Pyramid builder, feel a sweat, James Bond regiment, all terrain training his chain. Once again, dealing this dope, that billionaire boys club envelope. Pay homage to my militant reign. Rappers is kimchi noodles ready for boil. Your culture born pseudo, trying to fool us with foil. Bunk mission, operation plan spoiled. You just missed them. Consider it a blessing, cause you don't want no confrontation with weapons of death when nobody's impressed. And who's supposed to help when you potted yourself? The worst lie ever told was the lie to yourself. You could climb a million stairs, but still not on my level. Take these words home and think them through. Think them through. You be the next body line and stick it to. Keep it cool and peep the view. A beautiful Cali horizon. Higher to God, I show you what that feature
it's
do.
It's the life of every man. Where work is not enough. It's the life of every man. Well given from day to day. In the life of every man, where work is not enough. In the life of every man, well given from day to day.
And I don't ever plan on changing. Kept the burner close to fire if they call me while I'm blazing. American invasion plus my father's side Jamaican. Blinking my eye, I gotta get taken in the bedroom. I'm amazing. She told me she had some tricks, a holy but nastiness. I won't even ask, but what are you? What's too much I had to dip? In high school was banging grip, my lungs always had to grip. You suffer your mans was with, you judge by who you're hanging with. I'm in it to stack this shit, feel like Bruce Willis in action fit. Was giving me cash for this when me and my nigga was bagging piff. I'm realer than most, they fucking with those that give me their ass to kiss. I kill them and laugh at it like I'm a serial masochist. Cause I'm a rude boy and I ain't gon' change. I've only been yelling, I want a gold chain. I'm a rude boy and I ain't gon' change. Whoa. Cause I'm a rude boy and I ain't gon' change. I've only been yelling, I want a gold chain. I'm a rude boy and I ain't gon' change.
Yeah. Hold up, check the status, bitch, I've been paid. Everywhere I go, I leave a shit stain. Y'all been washed up, lost in the sauce. Look at these imposters, as I'm sitting proper in my rude boy posture, bumping popper. Who shot ya? Pianking them with the patwa. True shot to them, done know that. Picking niggas off, no Kodak. I go put your picture on your shirt like I owe that. Tell this mama, hold that. My condolence is my controlling. Anytime this microphone is in my holdings. See me in the battle, please help my opponents. Guaranteed that's gon' be his final moments. I'm focused. Niggas still ain't catch up to my oh shit. Plus, we bout to hit him with some motion. Say she got a man, I told that bitch I gotta go fish. Still leaving these hoes hopeless, so you know.
Cause I'm a rude boy, and I ain't gon' change. I've only been yelling, I want a gold chain. I'm a rude boy, and I ain't gon' change. Whoa. Cause I'm a rude boy, and I ain't gon' change. I've only been yelling, I want a gold chain. I'm a rude boy.
Yeah, rude boy, your time now. Fuck them up.
Versus you, you versus me, no clarity and opposite polarities, or can it be? Chess moves we make, the highest stake, the side of fate, I'm out of place and still standing firm, the candle burning never flicker, but now you're in the mood to put me in the blender, the rudest temple, won't be not alone, and you the center of attraction, high fashion with the humble fabric, I played it loud, drunk, staggering, and stumbled backwards. Two steps for everyone, and now we tangle in the middle of the crowd from every angle, so obtuse. Love with no excuse, use logic as the proof. Fitting emotions, tell the truth, so we can let these gardens loose. But you got your walls up, double the meaning, guarding the precious parts of you, bringing me trouble this evening. But is my mind deceiving me? Is loving an option, or was it ever even there to blossom? You playing possum? Yeah, we locking eyes at the same event.
You looking like an angel that was heaven sent. We in the mix, I caught the fix. Time and money spent, all for nothing, and the feelings came and went.
Yeah,
cause yeah, we locking eyes at the same event. You looking like an angel that was heaven sent. We in the mix, I caught the fix. Time and money spent, all for nothing, and the feelings came and went.
And, yo, and as the story unfold, you acted cold. Callous venom from the lips as you told. I walked these lonely roads, doors never closed though. Cracked till you ready, but tension now you couldn't cut with machetes. My poor nerves, steady as these four words. I do love you, but will you come through? A string along, I sing this song jaded. Thought that you related, universal signs I misread. Dyslexic how I perceive, confused want with need. Confused lust with greed, proceed to fantasize. Do you agree? There ain't a man alive that wouldn't feel the same. I just wanna heal your pain. Strange games I maintain. Shoots and ladders, ups and downs, computing data. What's it really matter for? Hunting like a Labrador, hypothetical love strain. Sentimental sentiments, my poeticals, one game. Story understood, still we not good. Connection fail, winds hit the turbines. Reverse time, we set sail. Yo, we locking eyes at the same event. You looking like an angel that was heaven sent. We in the mix, I caught the fix. Time and money spent, all for nothing, and the feelings came and went.
Yeah,
cause yo, we locking eyes at the same event. You looking like an angel that was heaven sent. We in the mix, I caught the fix. Time and money spent, all for nothing, and the feelings came and went.
Step in this spot, blow the smoke in the air. Pop a bottle, pour some pain for my peoples ain't here. Listen close, it be some gold for your ears. We the dopest just to make it clear what you know about it. Coast to coast, we do the most that you fear. But that's something that you dudes can't compare, so we could talk about it. I swear to God, I threw this shit with every breath. Dunny out here for collecting, and it's time to pay your debt. That's another story. In due time, peep the allegory. Cracking 40, young lordy, sport the vintage naughty. I got shorty sliding with the Benjamin shortly. And lift a finger, says she even roll a weed for me. I'm only fucking with you if you see the vision. Hold your head to my niggas that got trapped up in the system. Praying for a visit, be back home in like a minute. My written's order be up on the wall at exhibits. It hitting different when you know you bout to get it. Every time you start spitting, really all I hear is Drake is done. Trying to swing for the fences, but they ain't hitting none. Claiming you got knowledge and woke, but who you running from? They try to front like I ain't God's favorite. With all these so-called wannabe scar faces, got my heart racing. Thought it was sweet, but this is R-rated. My pen and weapon is sketching the extra route like a car's painting. She ain't even been ashamed, though. Niggas change. Bitches change. Shit, even the family switched up on the kid, but fuck it though, you heard? Like, don't mean nothing to me. I'm here though.
Getting faded somewhere on the beach. It's likely out of reach. Phone start ringing. I ain't trying to speak. Hail the captain, but applaud the chief. Call the order priest. Figured you know her. I need two apiece. Counting numbers while I'm clocked in. Still a giant, how I'm coaching the team. I'm Tom Coughlin. It got shaky, so I dropped in. And brought us back then. Quick on recovery, it's a mock 10. Trying to figure how to stop him. Before I highlights off the past, but mine, John stopped in. I call the order, bullets options. Never my ops went. Foot on they neck, I'm John Monson. Whoa, hit the button, watch the top spin. Pop your bottle, lick your CO2. Icy, check the drip like a PO2. And special fuck you to the haters, this a CeeLo move. Bad bitches and the kiddies, what we in it for? Top down, women in the Venador. Word, setting the tone like I did before. My Pro Tools, auto-tune, any vocal cords. Yeah, you should talk to me nice before I pop your dream doll. That's a nightmare for life. These are only for emergency swipes, but still bagged up, looking like I'm boarding a flight. It's luck. We'll be right back.
bubble bunch. The bubble bunch. Rock you to the beat. The bubble bunch. The bubble bunch. Rock you to the beat.
Well, once upon a time, there lived a couple as bad as they could be. So what they did was get together and started a family tree. Well, year by year, the dream did grow. They might have been fat, but they wasn't slow. And now they're known as the Bubble Bunch. And if they wasn't eating dinner, they was eating lunch.
The Bubble Bunch. 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 Rocking to the beat.
The Bubble Bunch.
The Bubble Bunch.
The Bubble Bunch.
The Bubble Bunch.
The Bubble Bunch. Rocking to the beat.
Dig it. Well, one day as they ate their lunch, the disco bug bit the bubble bunch. I heard one bubble to another bubble say, I've been bit before, but never this way. So later that night, they all got dressed. The bubble bunch put on the Sunday best, and three of them decided to go with Super Bronze Rock the disco. Well, on my way to the jam, the rock the beat, I seen these people coming down the street. Were looking like six at first to me. I turned out only to be three. It was
the bubble bunch.
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 Rocking to the beat.
The bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch. Rocking to the beat.
Check it out. Well, they paid their money to come inside and do stuff that they never tried. Well, I had never seen a bubble free, but these three bubbles could move to me. Well, half the night, they danced away, a bubble bumping anybody in the way. But the bubble bunch was hungry now, when the food started passing around. They didn't care what people think, they ate the food even if it stink.
It was the bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch.
The bubble bunch. The bubble bunch.
Bubble bunch, I pay them, take up a street. I seen a bubble.
lovers that like to do the free.